Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. Are you hungry for God this morning? A beautiful song done by C.C. Winans titled Hunger. I hope you were blessed. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 26th day in April 2024. How hungry are you for God? Our opening scriptures from Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for a beautiful day that you have made. We are grateful for the gift of life, for causing us to see this day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for good health and strength, for your goodness in our lives. We also thank you for your word that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts and with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, how hungry are you for God and the things of the Spirit? The level of your hunger is the most important prerequisite for spiritual development. Growth in the things of the Spirit cannot be divorced from your hunger or your hunger level for the things of the Spirit. When our hearts begin to pant after the Lord as a deer pants after the water brook, then we will begin to experience the true and genuine power of God at work in our lives. For example, until the disciples of Jesus became hungry for effective prayer experience, they didn't know how to pray effectively. In Luke 11 verse 1, the Bible says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us how to pray just as John taught his disciples. The disciples of Jesus obviously witnessed the prayer life of the Master and spared no time in asking the Lord to teach them how to pray. And the Master graciously obliged their request. The infilling of our lives by the power of God is a function of the hunger within. A Christian who has no hunger for spiritual things will walk around without the power of God functioning in or through his life. There is the general saying that no hunger, no power. Little hunger, little power. Great hunger, great power. Are you hungry for the things of the Spirit? What is the level of your spiritual hunger? Remember, our theme scripture says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." So, only those who are hungry can be filled. How desperate are you for God? Some women went to the tomb of Jesus on the resurrection morning, but it was only Mary who first saw Jesus, because her hunger for the Master would not let her to leave the vicinity of the empty tomb without seeing the one she loved so dearly. Apostle John did not receive the revelation of Jesus Christ arbitrarily, but was in the Spirit on the day of the Lord when he had an unforgettable encounter that has blessed all generations to this day because of his hunger. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, the apostle testified, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like the sound of a trumpet." His being in the Spirit created the atmosphere for the dimension of revelation which he received, and it takes hunger to be in the Spirit. Spiritual hunger is not a well-articulated phenomenon with a mental desire, but a wholehearted commitment to the pursuit of God in an unrelenting manner. In Psalms 84 verse 2, the psalmist said, "My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God." As you read this devotional or you listen to the audio version, I pray that your hunger for God will rise, so that you can begin to experience the true power of God at work in your own life as well. Shalom. Let us pray together. Say after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I desire to know you more and more. Therefore, increase your hunger in my spirit, so that I will keep panting after you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, and we all say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets
in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below.
We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine. Because my light has come, I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Nathaniel Bassey singing Hungry For You. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
I'm hungry for you, I'm hungry for you. I've come to the table to eat. I'm thirsty for you, I'm thirsty for you. I've come to the waters to drink. I'll tarry and not let you go. Come fill me till I overflow. I'll tarry and not let you go. Come and fill me till I overflow. Sweet Holy Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, help me know Jesus, help me see Jesus, more than before, more than before, more than I ever known. Sweet Holy Spirit.